Good morning.
大家早安。
So today we're going to talk about how to show love to your mother.
You say, 今天我们所要谈的是说，我们怎么样向我们的母亲表示我们的爱。
You might say, Pastor, I've got that one covered. I know how to love my mother. I don't need advice.
你可能会说，牧师，你不需要跟我讲这一套道理，我都已经知道了。
But there's always new ways we can love our mother better.
但是我们可以找到新的方法来帮助我们来表达我们对我母亲的爱。
When I stepped out for just a minute, my mother called me.
我刚才到外面的时候，我母亲打了一个电话给我。
And she wanted to wish Karen a happy Mother's Day.
她要告诉我的太太 Karen, 希望她会有一个很快乐的母亲节。
Well, let's look at what the scripture talks about mothers in John chapter 19, verses 25 to 27.
但是今天让我们来一起看约翰福音第十九章里面到二十七节所描述的关于母亲这一段经节。
Near the cross of Jesus stood his mother, his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother there and the disciple who he loved standing nearby, he said to his mother, Dear woman, here is your son, and to the disciple, here is your mother. From that time on, the disciple took her into his home.
站在耶稣十字架旁边的有他母亲与他母亲的姐妹并各罗帕的妻子玛利亚和莫大拉的玛利亚。耶稣见母亲和他所爱的门徒站在旁边，就对他母亲说，母亲，看你的儿子。又对门徒说，看你的母亲。从此那门徒就接他到自己家里去了。
What was taking place at this time?
在这段圣经里面，到底什么事情发生了？
It was the time of Jesus' death.
这个是记载了在耶稣在要被钉十字架的时候。
And one of the most difficult things that a mother could imagine, seeing her son dying on a cross, on a crucifix.
对一个母亲来讲，当自己的儿子在十字架上要被钉死的时候，你可以想象到他的感觉是怎么样吗？
And she stood there at the cross and she couldn't do anything. She couldn't stop what they were doing to her son Jesus.
玛利亚在十字架底下亲眼看到耶稣要被钉十字架，被钉了十字架，那他完全没有能力来改变任何的情况。
Can you imagine how she felt?
你可以想象到他心里是怎么想的吗？
And what was going through her mind?
他的心里感觉如何？他脑袋里面想的是什么？
Maybe even thinking, I wish it was me and not my son up there.
或许他在想，应该是我在那个十字架上，而不应该是我的孩子。
Jesus turns to John and says, take care of her and look at his mother and says,Let him stand in my place as your son. John lived a very long life, and I believe he took care of Mary probably until she died.
耶稣转向约翰对他说，你要照顾我的母亲，又看着他的母亲，让约翰来代替做他的儿子。约翰活了很久，我相信他是一直照顾玛利亚，一直到他回去天国为止。
Jesus is on the cross,bearing the weight of sins of the world on his shoulders. Yet, he makes sure his mother is taken care of.
当耶稣被钉在十字架上的时候，他把世上一切的罪都担在他的自己的肩头上的时候，他还没有忘记要确定他的母亲在他走了之后会有人来照顾他。
See, Jesus is dealing with eternal matters on the cross,But his human side makes sure that he wants his mother taken care of.
耶稣虽然是神，他在做永世的工，但是他在肉身的时候 就为我们设立一个很好的榜样，教导我们如何来照顾并且爱我们的母亲。
And I think this is such an important aspect is to see Jesus taking care of his mother at the very end of his life.
这个对我们来讲是一个很重要的一个功课，就是当耶稣在他在地上的肉身要结束之前，他还没有忘记他要好好的照顾他的母亲。
You cannot be willfully wrong with your mother and be right with God.
我们不可能任意的来苦待我们的母亲，而能在神的面前继续称义的。
If your mother is still alive, regardless of her age, you can love her in these ways.
如果你今天母亲还健在的话，不管你或者她的年龄有多大，你可以借着下面的几种的方式来爱她。
You can love her verbally.
你可以借着你口中的言语来表达你对她的爱。
Some men have the philosophy that I don't have to say I love you because you already know it.
有的男人会说我不需要告诉她我爱你因为你应该已经知道了。
And I've told you it before, so if I change my mind, I'll let you know.
我已经告诉过你了如果我改变主意的话那我才需要告诉你。
Yeah, I can show love, but saying those words, that's not me.
或者你会想我需要用行动来表达那但是这个不是我。
See, that's the wrong kind of love.
这个不是一个正确的爱。
It's kind of love halfway.
这个算是爱到一半而已。
A woman needs to hear those four letters of that word love.
一个母亲需要听到你跟她说你爱她。
I love you.
你爱她。
Children need to hear it.
小孩子也需要听到你这样对她说。
And as children, we love to hear our mothers tell us, I love you.
我们是小孩的时候，我们也可能会很喜欢听到我们母亲如此这样对我们说。
And saying I love you makes a man more of a man, not less.
你愿意向你母亲说我爱你，不会让你缺乏男子的气概。
And spouses need to hear it often.
你的配偶也需要听。
My grandfather, who just turned 90 recently,
我的祖父最近才刚刚过90岁生日。
I noticed in his years now, he says I love you every time I call him.
我可以记得每次我打电话跟他通话的时候，他都会告诉我他爱我。
He's not embarrassed to tell anyone that he loves them.
他从来不会觉得不好意思，让别人知道说他对我说他爱我。
And he is a man's man.
那对我来讲，他是一个有气概的男人。
An article written to Dear Abby, I want to read you.
在报纸里面有一个很有名的一个专栏哈，是叫做 Dear Abby 就是很多读者会写信告诉这个所谓的 Abby 关于他们的事情。
It says, I enlisted shortly after Pearl Harbor in World War II.
他说在世界大战珍珠港事变之后，我参加了军队。
36 days later, I was on my way to the Philippines.
36天之后，我派去菲律宾的战场。
En route, the Philippines fell to the Japanese and we were routed to Australia.
在我们还没有抵达菲律宾之前，菲律宾已经在这个战争上已经沦陷，被日本击败了。
11 days after we landed, I met the most beautiful girl in the whole world.
我们就被送去了澳洲。在抵达澳洲11天之后，我碰到一位世界上最美的姑娘。
On our first date, I told her I was going to marry her.
在我们第一次约会的时候，我就已经告诉她我要娶她。
And I did 18 months later while on a 10-day R&R leave from New Guinea.
18个月之后，在我从新几内亚10天的休假的那个期间，我们就结婚了。
After more than 57 years of marriage and two children, My beloved Mary died 5 days after Christmas, 5 days before Christmas.
在我们结婚57年，并且有了两个小孩之后，我亲爱的玛利亚在圣诞节前5天过世了。
Although we agreed that her ashes were to be scattered over the mountains, I found I could not part with hers.
虽然我们曾经同意，把她的骨灰，撒在山上，但我却发现我无法与她分离。
While Mary was alive, she would frequently say, "You don't know how much I love you."
在她还在世的时候，她经常会跟我说，你不知道我有多爱你。
And I would reply, likewise, I never said I love you.
我总是说彼此彼此，我从来不说我爱你。
Now her ashes are on my dresser where I tell her several times a day how much I love her. But it's too late.
现在她的骨灰在我的衣柜上，我一天要好几次跟她说我爱你。
Although I wrote poetry to her, I could not bring myself to say those three words I knew she wanted to hear most.
但是已经太迟了，虽然我也会写诗给她，但是我不再能够告诉她，我知道她最想要听的那三个字。
As my dearest was dying and we thought she was comatose, I told her, there aren't enough words to tell you how much I love you.
当我最亲爱的进入最后离世之前弥留的那个期间，昏睡的那个期间，我告诉他，没有足够的话能让我要告诉你我有多爱你。
A few hours later, she whispered not enough words and died.
几个小时之后，她微声的说，你确实说的不够，她就过去了。
The reason I'm writing is to urge men to express their feelings while their loved ones are alive.
我写这封信是要提醒男人们要在他们亲爱的还在的时候表达他们心中的感觉。
I don't know why, but men often are reluctant to express their deep feelings.
但是我不知道为什么许多的男人就是不愿意表达他们心中深处的感觉。
Missing Mary in Colorado, he signs.
他的签名是说住在科罗拉多州非常怀念玛利亚的那一位。
Our spouses need to hear it, our children need to hear it, and our mothers also.
我们的配偶需要听，你的小孩也需要，我们的母亲更需要听。
Some men might say, I'm just not turned that way.
有些男人或许会说，我不是被转成这样的人。
Then turn around.
那你需要做一个急转弯。
I'm not comfortable.
我这样做会让我很不舒服。
Then be uncomfortable.
那你就很不舒服的去做吧。
God didn't make us to be comfortable. He made us to be stretched.
神造我们不是让我们很舒服，他要能够把我们扩张。
Next, love her physically.
下面我们需要用肢体的语言来爱她。
When is the last time you gave your mom a big hug?
你上次最后一次给你母亲一个拥抱是什么时候？
Without her asking for it or a kiss on the cheek.
是在她没有要求你这样做的时候给她一个拥抱，或者在她的脸颊上亲她一下。
Or maybe a neck rub or just held her on the couch.
或者揉揉她的颈子，或者在沙发上去抱抱她。
Now, if you remember, she's the first one that touched you in life.
你需要记得，你的母亲是第一个触摸你的那一位。
She wrapped you in her womb for months.
你在她的腹中住了好几个月。
And you were the first priority in her life after you came to life.
你出来之后，她的第一个优先是碰碰你，紧紧地抱着你。
She cuddled you and stroked your head and your feet and held your little cheeks.
她摸摸你的头，摸摸你的脚，抱着你的脸颊，靠着她的脸颊。
She would even grasp your finger.
她把你的手指抓在她的手里。
In love, she did all these things, grooming you, and even maybe when your hair was standing up, she would lick her thumb.
他如此做是为了爱，包括用他的大拇指来帮助你，梳你的头。
When you were little, she would say, "Give me some sugar."
你小的时候，他会说， 小甜心你过来。
And you would pucker up, and you would give her a wet, sloppy kiss.
然后你会过去，然后给她一个又湿又随便的这个亲吻。
And she would say thank you.
她会说谢谢你。
You used to give her big bear hugs and hold on so tight that she couldn't even get you off.
你会给她一个像一个大熊的一般的拥抱，然后抱得好紧好紧，她让你挂在她身上，然后带着你到处走。
She changed your dirty diapers and potty trained you, and even held up a Kleenex for you to blow your nose.
她会帮你换你的那个尿片，然后教你怎么样学着上厕所。
She would wipe food off of your mouth way after she needed to.
在你本来应该很早就学会怎么弄把自己弄干净之后，她还会帮着你，然后把你这个嘴上脏的那个地方帮你清干净。
And she constantly touched you.
她不断地来摸你。
She deserves your touch and love.
她是值得你来摸她。
And you should never give that up.
你不应该放弃这样的权利。
You know, those things are more important than flowers or candy or even eating out.
这个对她来讲比你能够给她的花或者糖或者外面带她去吃一顿饭其实更重要。
Or even a diamond necklace.
甚至一个钻石的戒指。
Well, that's going too far.
或许我讲的太过分。
Next is loving her patiently.
下面一个我们要谈到的是说我们需要用耐心来爱她。
Now, this is a tough one for me because sometimes I'm not as patient as I should be.
这对我来讲也是一个很困难的事情，因为我是一个不是很有耐心的人。
And I have to go to the foot of the cross and ask Christ to give me patience and love.
很多时候我需要到十字架的面前求主来给我有这样的耐心。
And God will always give it to us, and in plenty.
那神会给我们很多很多的耐心，如果我们来这样求他的话。
See, mothers have an incredible job, and they don't get paid for it.
母亲他们所做的工作是不可思议的工作，而且是没有领薪水的工作。
No position in the world compares to the physical, emotional, and spiritual work that she does.
在世上没有任何的职位可以与母亲在肢体上、感性上和属灵上来做比较。
She rises up at the break of day, and through her task, she races.
她一早起来，马上就要开始她一天的工作。
She cooks the meals as best she may and scrubs the children's faces.
第一，马上要开始预备早餐，然后把小孩的脸清洗干净。
While school books, lunches, homework too, all need consideration.
小孩的书、他的课业、他的午餐都要需要预备好。
When breakfast dishes are all done, she bakes a pudding maybe.
等早餐的盘子都洗干净了之后，她又开始要预备一些甜点。
She cleans the rooms one by one.
就要开始打扫每一个房间。
With one eye watching baby.
一只眼要看着这个小婴孩。
The mending pile she then attacks. She irons for a little while, then presses pants for daddy.
然后她需要去打理其他需要整齐的地方，她又要烫衣服，然后帮父亲烫他的裤子。
She welcomes with a cheery smile returning lass and laddie.
他又要预备欢迎老少要回来。
A hearty dinner she cooks, no time for relaxation.
他又要预备晚餐是无止境的在做。
Don't ever make the mistake of asking a lady, do you work or stay at home?
千万不要问一个妇女你到底在上班还是在家里。
The only question worse than this is to ask a woman if she's due if you're not sure she's 100% expecting.
你最可怕的是当她要生小孩的时候你还不确定她是你还不确定100%她要生小孩了。
And many women today also work outside of the home as well as in the home.
今天我们这个时代这个社会的妇女有很多不止在家里要做，还有一个全时间上班的工作在等着她。
And in spite of all she does, we become impatient with her.
尽管她做了这么多的事情，有很多时候我们显得很不耐烦。
We get used to her taking care of all of our needs.
我们太习惯她为我们的需要所摆上的。
And we get outraged when maybe our special shirt is still dirty.
但是我们当我们想到说，哎，为什么我们的衣服还那么脏的时候，我们就开始生气了。
Or maybe it's not ironed.
或许，哎，这个衣服为什么还没烫？
Or maybe the favorite cookies are gone.
为什么我们家里那个我最喜欢吃的那个饼干已经全部没有了？
And maybe you want rice over that.
或许你说我宁愿他煮米饭给我吃，而不是煮面食给我吃。
She might rush to pick you up from school, even though a bus could take you just as well.
很多时候他赶着到学校里面来接我，虽然你如果坐 bus 的话，对他来讲更方便。
And you get upset because she's 5 minutes late.
那你就为了他迟到了五分钟，你就很生气。
Love her patiently.
我们需要耐心的来爱她。
And she does so much for you.
她为你做了许许多多的事情。
This is the teens and children.
现在我要讲的是给那些这个年轻人听的哈。
And I'll just tell it next week at the teens next Saturday. So.
所以这个我可以下个礼拜六年轻人聚会的时候我讲给他们听，因为他们现在不在场。
But it's unfair to be more kind or considerate to other mothers and your friends.
但是我们需要知道你们如果对你的朋友或他们的母亲有恩慈有耐心多过你的母亲这个是不公平的。
Than your own mother. If you treated your friends like you treat your mom, you wouldn't have friends at all.
如果你对待你的朋友像你对待你母亲的话，你是会没有朋友的。
And if you treated your friends' moms the way you treated your mom, she would have nothing, she wouldn't have her son or daughter do anything with you. She would say, that's a bad kid.
如果你对待他们的母亲像你对待你自己母亲的话，他的母亲不会让你做他的朋友，因为他说这个不是一个好的朋友。
Now for the adults living with their mothers.
那如果你是一个大人，然后但是与你母亲是住在一起的话，
Or the other way around, maybe the mothers are living with the children.
或者是说你的母亲与你住在一起。
Love her patiently.
你需要有耐心的来爱她。
Dobson read on Focus on the Family Radio a letter from an 80-year-old woman.
爱家的这个Dobson, okay, 的这个创办人，他在一个广播节目上，他读了一个80岁这个女士。他的一封信。
And this was written on her birthday to all my children, she wrote.
这个信是在她80岁生日的时候她写给她的孩子的。
I suppose my upcoming birthday started my thoughts along these lines.
我现在就快要庆祝我的80岁生日了，那因为这个时间这个事情让我突然想到。
This is a good time to tell you that what I truly want are things I can never get enough of.
现在我需要告诉你们就是关于我所要的那我一直得不着的。
Yet they are free.
但是呢这些其实都是不需要花钱的。
They are the intangibles.
是免费的。
They are the intangibles.
我要的是那些摸不着的东西。
I would like you to come and sit with me.
我希望你能够来跟我坐在一起。
And for you to be relaxed.
放松你自己。
Not looking at your watch.
不要一直在注意看看你的手表我时间花了多少。
We can talk and maybe even be silent.
我们或许可以谈谈心，或者我们可以安静，也可以。
I just want us to be together.
我只想说我们可以在一起有一段时间。
I need your patience when I don't hear what you say the first time.
当你跟我说什么东西，我没有听，第一次没有听清楚的时候，我希望你能有耐心。
I know it's tiring after repeating myself so many times.
我知道有的时候对你来讲，我不断的要重说，好几次，你会觉得很累。
But sometimes I must ask you to repeat.
但有的时候我需要要求你能够继续再说一次。
I need your patience when I think so much about the past.
我需要你很耐心，当我经常要回忆我以前的事情的时候。
With my slowness and my set ways.
我知道我很慢，而且我可能也很古板。
I want you to be tolerant with what the years have done to me physically.
我希望你能够在想象我在受尽沧桑之后。你会来耐心的来带我。
Please be patient with my personal care habits.
我个人的习惯上，我请你要对我有耐心。
I spill things.
我会不小心把东西打翻了。
I lose things.
我有时候东西找不到，因为我掉了东西，但是找不着。
I get unduly excited when I try to figure out my bank statement.
有的时候我看了我银行的这个账目上面的这个项目的时候，我会觉得很兴奋。
I can't remember if I've taken my medication.
有的时候我不记得我到底吃了那个药没有。
I take too many naps.
有很多时候我需要有很多的睡眠。
Sometimes sleep helps me pass the day.
有的时候睡眠会帮助我日子过得更快。
Well, there you have it.Time, patience, and understanding.
所以我需要有时间，我需要你有耐心，然后我需要你能理解我。
Those are priceless gifts that I want.
这些就是我所想要的无价的礼物。
Finally, in this letter, the Apostle Paul wrote.
最后在这个信里面，使徒保罗这样说。
I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me.
我靠着主耶稣基督
I know I can too. It's a wonderful feeling to know his eye is on the sparrow.
我靠着主耶稣基督我凡事都能做我知道我也可以因为你是照顾那个小麻雀的。
And I know he cares for me. I guess being old isn't so bad after all. Love, Mom.
我知道他很爱我，然后我相信年纪大并不是一个不好的事情然后最后他签名说是母亲。
Next, love her attentively.
下面是我们要专心的来爱她。
Part of that is listening without talking.
这里我们意思是说我们有时候需要来听我们的母亲而不是来对她说什么。
Be a sympathetic ear to mom.
存着个同情的有同情心的态度来听你的母亲。
She needs you to listen.
她需要你来听她。
She has a lot of things going on in her life and you need to ask her questions and listen to what she says.
他在他生命里面有很多很多的东西他需要你专心的坐下来听他。
There was a documentary done about moms who have sons that are to be executed for capital crimes.
Okay, 去年电视上有一个节目就是讲到说有一个人犯了罪的他是要去受死刑的。
And they interviewed mothers of these men.
那他们就访问了这些人跟他们的母亲。
And they would invariably say, he's such a good boy.
这些母亲都会说他是一个很好的小孩。
And the interviewer would say, but he's killed 37 people.
但是这个访问的这个记者他会说那但是他谋杀了37个人呢。
And the mom would say, but he has a good heart.
但是母亲的回答说哎，但是他心很好的人。
And it's no wonder we like to talk to mom because she listens to us and she thinks the best of us even if we're dirty and rotten.
怪不得我们很喜欢跟母亲讲话，因为我们知道当我们跟她谈的时候，她愿意听我们。
Now maybe your mother is older and she has issues or problems, and it's time for you to be the rock.
那但是我们知道我们的母亲现在有她的问题，那现在可能是我们要来做她的岩石的时候，要能够让她有依靠的时候。
It's time for you to listen. It's payback time.
所以现在是我们来回报她的时候，我们要来听她的心声。
But you say, but she's always complaining.
但是我们会讲说，但是她经常在抱怨呢。
And when you were little, you did a lot of that.
但是你可能忘记你小的时候你是跟她一样的。
But she's always talking about herself.
但是她整天都在讲她自己的问题。
And you always did a lot of that when you were little.
但你小的时候你不是也是这样吗？
In the older days,Our parents have many fears and anxieties.
在那个过去的那些古老的时代啊，我们的父母亲他们会有很多的害怕，很多的忧虑。
And we need to treat them with love in a way that we would want to be treated when we're older.
那所以我们现在应该要让我们将来我们希望怎么样被对待，也现在就要怎么样来对待他们。
Next, we need to love her gratefully.
下面我们要 谈的是说我们需要以纯感谢的心来爱她。
There was an elementary school class who did, that had studied magnets.
在小学里面有一个学科学的这个班级里面他们在学这个磁铁。
And at the end of the semester, the teacher put an exam with a question.
那在学习底的时候要考大考，那这个老师就把这个问题放在这个大考里面其中的一题。
And the question was, there's six letters with the letter M that starts with it. Who am I who picks up things?
Okay, 这个问题里面有六个字母 okay, 这六字母第一个字母是 M 开头。他说这个东西呢会经常帮忙你捡起东西来的。
Can you guess
那到底这个是什么？
Can you guess what half of the children wrote?
你猜一半的这个小孩的回答是什么？
They wrote mother.
他们回答是 mother, 正好是六个字母。
She needs a sincere thank you.
她需要我们给她一个从心里面来对他们说感谢。
And not just today,But that we would have a grateful, thankful heart toward her, toward what she's done for us.
而且不是只在母亲节的时候向他们如此说，而是从心里面真正的存着感谢的心来跟他们如此说。
You know, one of the greatest things to have is to have your parents alive and also your children as well.
世界上一个最重要的事情就是说你的小孩跟你的父母亲同时都存在。
And for some, today is a difficult day because we've lost our mothers.
对我们来讲有的可能今天不是一个很好的日子，因为你失去了你的父母亲。
But we need to be thankful for having our mothers, or maybe we've had great mothers, and we need to be thankful to God for what we've been blessed with.
但是我们需要存一个感谢的心来感谢我们的母亲。
And the reason why it's so hard is because we loved them so much.
为什么这么困难？可能因为我们确实是很爱他们。
Next, we need to love generously.
下面我们需要很慷慨的来爱他们。
And remember, there's nothing too good to give your mother. You can never repay her for what she's done for you.
他为我们做了这么多的事情，我们是没有办法来反馈他的。
She did so much. She would clear her schedule to run you around at different places.
他会把自己的事情先放下来，为了要去做你的事情。
To give you opportunities that she didn't have growing up.
他为了他自己小的时候没有的机会，愿意为你预备他认为你应该有的机会。
That's one thing that I think about when I think of my mother is how she was so generous with me. She let me borrow her car once.
我现在回想起来，我的母亲对我是非常的慷慨的啊。有一次我记得她甚至让我来借她的车子来开。
And this was a really cool car.
这是一个很酷的车子。
It was a 1985 Nissan Maxima.
它是 1985 年的尼桑的车子。
And all the windows were dark.
这个所有的窗子都是暗的哈。
And it had really cool wheels.
然后它这个轮胎是非常这个酷。
Now my mom, my mom
不知道怎么翻哈。
My mom didn't even know it was cool.
我的母亲她对她来讲这个没有什么特别哈，她不认为这是对年轻来讲是很酷的东西。
Because I actually found the car for my mom.
因为这个车子是我替我妈妈去选出来的。
But she would always give me the keys without any worry.
但是她从来都是把这个钥匙愿意交给我，而且她不会因为这个而忧虑。
And one time she gave me the keys and I took her car.
有一次她把这个钥匙交给我，然后我就开始要开这个车子。
And I think I hit my dad's car in the driveway.
但是当我一开的时候就把这个车子撞到我爸爸的那个车子。
And she goes, Meisher, it doesn't matter.
我母亲就说没关系没关系啊，没关系呀。
She was always so giving and still is, always giving of her time, her abilities, and just everything. She always was giving.
所以对我来讲，她是非常非常的慷慨，愿意奉献她自己。
Next, we need to love her with honor.
下面我们需要来孝敬他们。
Last night, I got to talk to the youth about honoring their parents.
昨天我在年轻人聚会当中，我告诉他们说，你们要孝敬你们的父母。
And we had a fun time. We had games and the kids and the moms participated and the moms got prizes.
我们昨天有很多有趣的游戏啊，我们这个年轻人跟母亲们他们一起来玩，那我们也有给他们很多礼物。
To me, this is something that is so important is that children obey their parents, but also they need to honor their parents.
对我来讲这是一个很重要的事情啊，我们不只要要顺服他们啊，我们要这个要孝敬他们。
It says in Exodus 20 verse 12,
在出埃及记二十章十二节里面如此说。
Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee.
当孝敬父母，使你的日子在耶和华你的神所赐的地上得以长久。
Now this is binding as long as your mother is alive.
只要你母亲活在这个世上的话，这个世界里面这条就你就需要遵守。
And another command says, children, obey.
另外一个圣经里面所给的命令是说，孩子，你们要顺服你们的父母。
Now this is non-binding when you leave home.
但是当你离开家了之后这个就对你来讲不一定适用。
But honor is different.
但是孝敬是不一样的。
If the husband is the head of the home, then the mother is the heart. Don't break her heart.
如果父亲是家里这个带头的，那母亲就是这个心。Okay, 那不要不要使他伤心。
But you say, Pastor, but my mother wasn't honorable.
但是你说牧师，我的母亲并不是那么好的人。
But the Bible says nothing about the qualifications, does it?
但是圣经里面没有说她多好。
It only asks, is she your mother?
他只问你到底她是不是你的母亲。
Because many times, we're not lovable, but God loves us.
因为我们自己很多时候并不是可爱的啊，但是神照样的爱了我们。
And we need to give that kind of love to our mothers that Christ gave to us.
所以我们要用基督的爱给我们的那个爱来爱我们的母亲。
Now I have a question to moms.
我现在有个问题来问我们当中的母亲们。
And the question is God your daddy?
的问题就是说，神是不是你的父亲？
Do you know God of the universe is your daddy?
你知不知道宇宙间这位神是你的父亲？
Christ bought that privilege for us.
神把那个特权用他的血来带给我们。
Is he your daddy?
他是不是你的父亲？
If he is, then we know that he helps us all the days of our life.
如果他是的话，我们知道我们一生啊，他都是在带着我们。
From the day we were born till the day we die.
从我们生出的那一天，一直到我们离开的那一天为止。
He will teach us to walk and not to run.
他教导我们怎么样走我们的路，然后啊，他也会教我们怎么跑。
Mothers, he will pick you up when you fall.
他会把我们当我们跌倒的时候，他会把我们扶起来。
He will direct your steps.
他会教导我们怎么走前面的道路。
If you submit yourself to him.
如果你愿意来顺服他的话。
Let's look at Hosea 11:3.
我们来看一下何西阿书第十一章第三节。
It was I who taught Ephraim to walk, taking them by the arms, but they did not realize.It was I who healed them.
我原教导以法莲行走，又绑臂抱着他们，他们却不知道是我医治他们。
Is he your daddy?
他到底是不是你的父亲？
If he is, he will care for you throughout your whole life.
如果他是的话，他在你一生中会来照顾你。
And he will bless you spiritually.
他会在灵里面来祝福你。
God set down the rule, and if we can look at 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 14.
在哥林多后书第二章对不起，哥林多后书十二章十四节里面，他给我们一些指导的原则。
Now I'm ready to visit you for the third time, and I will not be a burden to you, because what I want is not your possessions, but you. After all, children should not have to save up for their parents, but parents for their children.
我如今打算第三次到你们那里去，我必不累着你们，因我所求的是你们，不是你们的财物。儿女不该为父母积财，父母该为儿女积财。
Is he your daddy?
他是不是你的父亲？
If he is, then he will show you through life.
如果他是的话，他会指示你你的生命当怎么样过。
You don't have to go at it alone.
你不需要靠着自己。
If we look at Ephesians chapter 5 verses 1 to 2,
我们如果一起来看以弗所书第五章一到二节里面所说的。
Be imitators of God, therefore, as dearly loved children, and live a life of love, just as Christ loved us, and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God.
所以你们该效法神，好像蒙慈爱的儿女一样，也要凭爱心行事，正如基督爱我们，为我们舍了自己，当作馨香的供物和祭物献于神。
Is he your daddy?
他是你的父亲吗？
If he is, then we belong to him forever.
如果他是的话，我们是永远属于他的。
And while you're being taught, you're being educated by him.
当你在日常生活里面接受他的教导然后来帮助你怎么样来完成你生命里面所需要完成的。
And nothing will interfere with the purpose that God has for you.
没有东西能够让你完成基督要你在生命里面所完成的事情。
If you dedicate yourself to his kingdom work.
如果你愿意献身来为他的天国的事工摆上的话。
He is the way and the truth and the life. He is our redeemer and sustainer.
他是道路真理生命，他是我们救赎主，是支持我们的。
He is the good shepherd.
他是一个好牧人。
He is the light of the world, the bread of life.
他是世上的光，是生命的粮。
He is King of Kings.
他是万王之王。
He is the God of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Moses, and Isaiah.
他是亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各、摩西跟以赛亚的神。
He is the God of Peter, James, John, Timothy, Apollos, and Paul.
他是彼得、雅各、约翰、提摩太、亚波罗跟保罗的神。
He is love.
他是爱。
He is my God.
他是我的神。
In conclusion,
最后
For 1,000 tongues to sing my great Redeemer's praise.
我要高唱来歌颂我的救主。
The glories of my God and King.
我神我王的荣耀。
The triumphs of His grace.
能使我得胜的恩典。
My Master and my God, assist me to proclaim.
满有恩典的主与神来帮助我向世界来宣称。
To spread through all the earth abroad the honors of Thy name.
让我来宣称他伟大的名。
Hear Him, ye deaf, His praise, ye dumb.
耳朵不能听的或者嘴巴不能说的我们都要学习来赞美他。
Your loosened tongues employ.
放松你的舌头。
Ye blind, behold your Savior come.
瞎眼的来看你的救主。
And leap, ye lame, for joy.
瘸腿的要跳跃来高唱我们主的荣耀。
Mothers, we take our hats off to you.
母亲们，今天我们向你们来敬礼。
Help us to love her verbally.
让我们来用我们的言语来表达我们的爱。
To love her physically.
而且用肢体的语言来爱她。
To love her patiently.
用耐心的来爱她。
To love her attentively.
很专心的来爱她。
To love her gratefully.
用一个存着感谢的心来爱她。
To love her generously.
很慷慨的来爱她。
And to honor our mothers.
然后来学着来孝敬我们的母亲。
And remember, moms, who your daddy is.
然后母亲们也记得你的父亲是谁。
Sometimes,You need to go to the Lord because He will be there to lift you up.
有的时候我们需要到我们的神面前来，因为他能够把我们扶起来。
I think mothering is one of the hardest jobs you can ever do.
母亲的工作是世界上最困难的工作。
But it's the most fulfilling too.
但是一个是让你能够最感到满足的一件事情。
Let us pray.
我们来一起祷告。
Dear God, we give you thanks for mothers. You created Eve in the Garden of Eden.
慈爱天父，我们为母亲来感谢你你当初创造夏娃在伊甸园的时候。
And Lord God, we thank you for the instincts that you have given mothers to love children.
我们谢谢你，你给母亲这种所谓的从你来的那种爱，来爱他们的儿女。
And I pray that you would help us to love our mothers the way that they need love.
求主今天赐给我们一个从心里面一个真正愿意来爱我们母亲的心。
Not the way that we think they need love.
不是让我们觉得他们应该得的。那个那样的爱来爱他们。
And I pray that we would go to your source, the Holy Spirit, to get that strength to love our moms the way we should.
求主让我们能够到你那边去支取你所给我们应该来表达我们母亲的那样爱来爱他们。
Loving is not a natural thing that comes to us. We have to get it from you.
爱有的时候不是从我们天然的肉体里面能够产生出来的，而是我们需要到你那里去。能够得到你所给我们的那样的爱。
Lord, help us to have a grateful heart toward you and also have a grateful heart toward our mothers today.
求主帮助我们会存一个感谢的心从你那里得到，然后我们也会对我们的母亲表达我们的感谢。
We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
我们这样祷告奉耶稣名求。阿们。
Now we have some